Kim Song-dae has been harvesting ginseng on his private plot of land, right next to a busy highway, for more than 3 decades. Ginseng has made a good living for Kim, even in hard times, but the market is not what it used to be. He says there are a lot of growers in the United States now, and in China. The competition is harder, and the profits aren't as high. Around this time of year, Kim spends most of his time harvesting and shooing away traffic. A lot of people wanted to park for the recent ginseng festival next door. Here, marketers do their best to prove that Korean ginseng, not to mention ginseng-derived tea, coffee, syrup, liquor, facial massage creams, and foot bath salts, are superior to non-Korean products. But this year, the festival got a little help with the heavy lifting. The festival hosted a championship of the International Federation of Strength Athletes. While some people golf on weekends, these guys drag trucks. Two average people have a tough time moving these steel pylons, even with a hydraulic cart. These athletes carry them around like suitcases. The desired message is clear. Ginseng equals strength. The athletes themselves do not want to sell ginseng short, but they realize a little good old-fashioned hype is going on.
It's not, there's no miracle drug out there. You know? There's nothing that's gonna, you're going to take and then one day you're going to be able to pull a truck. That's for damn sure. I'll guarantee that.
Maybe the best advertisement for ginseng is back on the farm in the form of Kim. He is 67 years old, but comes across about 10 years younger. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Gumsan, South Korea.